You're listening to Mecca One Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، والخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that the peace and blessings of Allah azza wa jal be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions and family members, and those who follow the prophetic method until the end of time. Indeed, the best speech is the speech of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all matters are newly invented issues in the religion, for every newly invented issue is an innovation, and every innovation leads astray, and anything that leads astray is a surefire trip to the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, one of the great wisdoms of Allah azza wa jal, and as Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned in Zad al-Ma'ad, one of the signs of the rububiyyah of Allah azza wa jal, one of the signs of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses different times and places for blessings. For example, and people as well. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the disbelievers in the 6th chapter of the Qur'an when they questioned, why did Allah choose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger? Allah said, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who to make amongst his messengers. In the 43rd chapter of the Qur'an, some of the people of Mecca, they were like, how come Allah doesn't raise a prophet from this town? How come Allah doesn't raise a prophet from Ta'if? How come Allah doesn't raise a prophet from this place or this place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَهُمْ يَقَسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, are these people in charge of dispensing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. No, it is we who dispense the risk amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim, he said, this is one of the signs of the lordship of Allah, that he chooses people, places, and times to receive blessings. For example, out of all of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the prophets to be the bearers of his message. Out of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chose the greatest of these prophets to be ulul azm, the bearers of strength, like Prophet Noah, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim, Isa, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of all of these prophets, Allah azza wa jal chose the greatest of those individuals to be Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The highest in rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And then out of these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best people to follow them. And out of these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of people to be the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's who we are. And that's why we say alhamdulillah. Also, one of the signs of Allah's lordship is time. The importance of time. And if you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by different things. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى والطور وكتاب مسطور في رق منشور والبيت المعمور وسقف المرفوع والبحر المسجور إن عذاب ربك لواقع ما له من دافع. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by different things. And Ibn Qayyim, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears on different things to show their importance. And one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears on is time. Wal asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says by time. If you want to understand how this swearing is communicated in the Arabic language, you know, like when you play basketball and somebody fouls you, right? And you're like, man, you fouled me. And he's like, I didn't foul you. And then somebody says, I put that on my mama that you fouled me. Right? Alhamdulillah, Muslims shouldn't be talking like that. But unfortunately, some of us lose control sometimes. But this is how it should be understood in the Quran, that I'm swearing by time. Allah is swearing by time to show the importance of time, the importance of using your time. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, نعمتان مغبود فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. There are two blessings which most people lose out on, and one of them is time. For example, the time of being young. How many of us, we wasted this time of being young? where the Prophet ﷺ said that the feet of the sons of Adam will not move hatta yus'ala an arba, until he's asked about four things. And one of the things that people are going to be asked about is their youth, how they used it. The Prophet ﷺ said seven going to be under the shade of Allah on a day when there's no shade but his shade. And one of them is الشاب نشأ في عبادة الله أو الشاب نشأ في عبادة ربي, the young person nurtured in the worship of Allah. So using this time is a way of recognizing Allah's lordship and power. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose different days to be a blessing. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, the night of power, is the most beneficial night. When one night of worship is equal to 1,000 months of worship. Out of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also He chose some special days. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we are in those special days. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And we want to spend just a few moments talking about how we should use our time in these first 10 days. To show you, subhanAllah, how much importance the Sahaba, they put on these 10 days. Anas bin Malik, he used to say in these 10 days, بِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ أَلْفْ يَوْمٍ. Every day from one of these days, Anas bin Malik used to say, is equal to 1,000 days. The reward of one of these days, worshiping in these days, is equal to 1,000 days. And he used to say, وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَةَ عَشْرَةُ الْأَلَافِ. And he said, the day of Arafah is equal to 1,000 days. And we are upon those days. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in an authentic hadith related by Imam al-Bukhari, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. That there are no days where the doing of good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days. And right now, brothers, sisters, homies, homeboys, chachas, uncles, amos, khalas, you're in these days. You're in the days which are the most beloved to Allah to do good deeds. The days which are most beloved to Allah are the first 10 days of the month that we're in right now. The companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they heard the Prophet say, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ, when they heard the Prophet say that there is no days when the doing of good deeds is more beloved to Allah than these days. When they heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this, you know what they said, man? You know what they said? You know what they said, akhi?
I don't know.
They said, وَلَا الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, even more beneficial and more rewarding than fighting in the cause of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad said, وَلَا الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, even more beneficial than fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا رَجُلًا خَرَجُوا بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ لَمْ يَرْجَعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ, except for the one who left and he lost everything and never came back home. Ibn Rajib, he commented on this hadith. And he said, subhanAllah, that another narration, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word ahabbu in one and afdal, blessed. One narration he said the most loved days to Allah. Another he said the most blessed days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important that we utilize this time in the right way. And there are a few things that we can do. Number one, one of the most important things we can do in these 10 days is fasting. Aisha bint Abi Bakr says that she never saw the Prophet ﷺ fast all of these 10 days, but we take from other narrations of the Sahaba that he used to fast a lot. The second thing is we should at least spend one or two nights, wake up and pray the tahajjud to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'id ibn Jubair, he used to say that Abdullah ibn Abbas, he used to say in these 10 nights that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to struggle very hard in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's related that some of the righteous people, they used to say, do not put your torches out in the 10 nights of these 10 days. For us, it will be, don't turn off your lights. Stay up and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one is that we should be busy in remembering Allah. When we go to work, when we're at home cleaning up, cooking, taking our kids to school, we should be busy remembering Allah. As we're walking across the campus, see how many times you can say subhanallah from the business building to the communications building to the liberal arts building. Allah said, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the known days. The ulama said, these are these known days. And we said earlier that when Allah swears on something, it shows its importance. Allah sweared on these 10 days. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. لَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the ulama said, the 10 nights that Allah is talking about in these verses that He's swearing on are the 10 nights of this month. So we should be busy remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he relates on behalf of Abdullah ibn Umar, he said that the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمْ وَلَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرَةِ. That the Prophet ﷺ said, there is no days which are greater and more beloved to Allah, the doing of good in them, than these 10 days. So the Prophet said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنْ تَهْلِيلِ وَتَكْبِيرِ وَتَحْمِيدِ. So the Prophet said, so increase in these 10 days, saying La ilaha illallah, saying Takbir Allahu Akbar, and saying Alhamdulillah. Replace 50 cent with La ilaha illallah. Replace Shah Rukh Khan with Allahu Akbar. Replace Bollywood with remembrance of Allah. Replace Hisham Abbas with remembrance of Allah. Replace the haram with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 10 days. Step back from abusing yourself. Step back from the haram and replace it with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quit hanging out in the bars and start hanging out next to the minbar in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Umar radiallahu anhu, to show you how important these days are, he used to say that if you missed any days in the month of Ramadan, it would be better if you made them up in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, these first 10 days, because of the blessing. As we finish now, there's just a few other things I would like us to focus on. Number one, that we should celebrate in these 10 days, because it is in these 10 days that the third verse of the fifth chapter of the Quran came. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Where Allah says, this day, and this was the day of Arafah, the Prophet says, I have perfected and completed your religion for you, and I am pleased for you as Islam for your religion. It was in these days that the deen of Islam was completed and perfected by Allah. And there's no other blessing that we have which is greater than Islam. Ibn Taymiyyah said, our need for Islam is greater than our need for food and drink. These are these days that Allah completed this deen for us. And so we should remember that and say, Alhamdulillah. When this verse came, Umar started crying. And the reason he started crying is he said, anything that reached perfection can only resort to incompleteness. The last thing that we should remember is that these are the days of brotherhood. Think about the sermon of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his farewell sermon during these days. When he said, Shaitan has given up that shirk will ever be practiced in the Arabian Peninsula, but he has not given up destroying your brotherhood. This is the meaning of the hadith. Let us reconcile with our wives, brothers. Let us reconcile with our husbands. Let us reconcile with our children. Let us reconcile with our friends. Let's forgive each other. Let's build our relationship back. And most importantly, let us reconcile our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we finish now, a few ideas that families can do. Number one is you should go over the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the sacrifice of his son. Number two, if at all possible, you should do your best to increase your dhikr, family tahajjuds, family fasting, group therapy for the soul. Also, you should go to the Eid prayer as a family. Enjoy yourself. Take the day off, brother. Spend it with your kids. Ayyam al-Tashriq are coming. Take your son to slaughter. And we finish now by reminding those brothers and sisters who plan to slaughter from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, who said that there are no, that the Prophet said, again, that there are no days better than these days. Utilize this time to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hujjaj in Mecca, accept their Hajj, make it mabrur. فجزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.